Welcome to the 73 Dream Studios Variety Show.
Welcome to Gaming Gab. And you might have heard him. I brought JP back.
JP's back, homies. We're in the Gab seat. We're here to play games, talk games, and game a game. Game.
How long has it been since you've been on the show?
Well, I think the last time the podcast saw me, I only had one vaccine shot. Now I have both and my booster.
Oh, man, I got the booster, too.
So we're at least maybe 6 months?
Now, this isn't gaming, but were you, like, knocked out when you got the booster?
Not really. I mean, kind of. Like, I was as tired as anyone else is with life. But,
dude, I had to call out my day job. Mine knocked my ass out.
At this point, I honestly, the booster, nothing. I was really fine after the booster. But I think the biggest thing that I felt in terms of, like, I guess discomfort would be I just was really tired and my arm hurt a little bit after.
That's fair.
And that's about it.
Remember, everyone, I just remembered that Joe Rogan kind of ruined COVID talk on podcasts.
Are we not allowed to talk about?
No, we are. Just disclaimer, this is all our opinion.
Right.
We do not want to spread false facts. Like,
and I also wanted to make it clear that I don't listen to Joe. I've never listened to him.
I don't either, but he blew up and like Spotify, I guess, got in trouble, and now Spotify's got to put like red flags, so we might get flagged on Spotify.
I mean, Joe Rogan has done some misinformation, disinformation, and all the other bad uses of information, from what I understand, in terms of a content creator. We can all do better. We all learn from our mistakes, don't we, Joe? Hopefully, Joe, don't we?
Hopefully. Oh, man, so how have you been? Like, what's changed since the last time you've been on the show?
I'm no longer living in my parents' house, which is
can't relate.
I know we did a little switcheroo, which is, you know, that's life. That's life in your mid-20s,
right?
Trying to figure out find your feet. Find a way to flap your wings like a bird, and fly from the nest. That's what I'm up to. I got a new job. I'm working in a factory setting now instead of a retail store. So there's no more retail tales.
That's a callback.
Yeah.
I'm technically still in retail. I'm like half retail, half medical.
That's still very. I think we both grew in that sense from our occupations.
Oh yes, definitely. We did say before you left that you were looking into pursuing a further education. How's that been going?
Yeah, I'm currently a student at Southern New Hampshire University. So, it's going good. I was really pissed yesterday when I was doing my homework, because I'm gonna go on a small rant for all you listeners out there. I'll just say, read your assignment, both the announcements that your professor gives you, and then also the assignment that is for your homework. Oh, I won't bounce on again.
Every time
everyone hears it. Anyway, read your assignment, because it can help you either do 2 problems or 15. I did 15, like, learning modules the other day, so I had to, like, read a bunch of pages, then do a test on it, and then do 14 others.
Oh, jeez.
At least that's what I thought the homework was, and it actually wasn't. So that was good that it wasn't that, but I still did 15 modules of homework when I only had to do 2. So
I guess you're caught up, huh?
Well, I'm caught up. caught up for the week only.
I looked into education myself.
Nice.
But I haven't gone through with it. I'm still here.
That's fine.
I looked into the creative writing at a Full Sail University online.
I say, why the fuck not? If you have the expendable income,
I don't.
Well, I mean, we all do and don't have it. Do I have money for my next semester? No, but federal taxes will.
Speaking of growing up, I finally have a savings account.
Hey, that's important,
right? Like I literally have now gone from living day to day. Like you know me. You know that there are plenty of times where I was literally just stealing food from the work break room.
I mean, that's common. I still do that.
I was like if it didn't have someone's name on it, it was in my belly.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, hey, you're cleaning out the fridges for the people that don't want it.
Exactly. And now I'm planning for the future.
I got a bank account, so I'm planning for the future and
yeah, man,
making sure all fridges are completely stocked up.
That's right. Someday I'll get a smart fridge.
Whoa. And then it will tell you what your bank account is.
It could.
From the fridge.
You ever been to Sivo's fridges at Best Buy?
I'm familiar that they're like iPads on the front of a TV, on like a fridge. I think that's a little weird.
Yes. Now I do. It's great catching up. I feel like we've gone like.
Oh, is that the whole episode? We're gonna talk.
Now, we did say this was going to be gaming gab.
Oh, dang. This isn't going to be appliance gab?
Nope.
Appliance...
I mean, the Tesla, though. I'm kidding.
Now, the Tesla fridge, that's where the autopilot egg dispenser is so cool.
Oh, my gosh. It'll egg your neighbor's house for free.
That's impressive. Yeah, you just got to open the window.
Yeah, have a range on that. And the power. If you don't open that window, it'll break it.
There's been many a complaint.
Yep. Anyway, so now that we know where you're at now, but where are you at gaming wise? Like, what are you gaming on? You moved.
Like system?
You moved. So, like, did you take your parents' systems with you, or did you have your own?
Well, first off, yes, did I take my parents' system? I asked if they would be willing to part with it, for they are only using one system. Also, for the other record, what I do have currently for myself is a Switch, an Xbox One, and my iPhone. But you shouldn't be playing games on an iPhone. I think that's a different gaming gab we could get into.
Right?
Mobile gaming.
There's a market. Like,
there's
a
market, but is it gaming? It's a weird line of gaming.
I mean, a lot of the mobile games I do, I get from Apple Arcade. Because that's just part of my subscription now.
But then there are also just things you could find on Steam.
That's true. I mean, I don't do PC gaming myself.
Yeah, so. I guess it is the closest thing to PC gaming aside from console gaming.
Sicily is the PC gamer, and I don't know if you've seen her show.
The Phasmophobia stuff?
I would say recently, but it's been a while. But she hasn't posted that many videos in a while, so it'll be show up under the recent videos tab.
Nice.
It's
for it and smash that bell,
please. So it's Gaming Experience featuring Sicily.
Please continue.
Gaming Experience featuring Sicily. We did House of Ashes. Is that the one we did?
Probably.
Yes.
Like those games.
I'm pretty sure that's the one. There was Man of Medan, Little Hope, then House of Ashes. Yeah, right. Okay, yeah. So we did House of Ashes on your channel. You get to hear me, like, cuss up a storm.
That's not different from any other day.
Yeah, that's fair. But now you get to hit a like button when you hear it.
Oh, sick. Every time I hear the fuck word, I'll just hit the like button.
Do it. Oh, my gosh. But yeah, so she's usually the PC gamer. I'm the PlayStation gamer.
Yeah, I'm looking right now, for those folks at home, I'm looking at a PS5. Yes, one of those coveted PS5 systems. I still haven't seen one in the flesh until today.
I was gonna say.
In terms of a retail store, nowhere.
Nope.
You just see a bit of blood nearby because you know they've been scalped. That's a bad joke.
Good God.
Anyway, games I'm playing right now, is that what you asked? Or
yeah,
what I'm playing on?
Because you're as you said, you've got the Switch, which we both have in common. I got the Switch Lite. Do you have like the full blown Switch?
Yeah, I got a full blown heavy Switch. No, it's not the OLED one though.
Oh God.
Not that guy yet. And then I also have PS4. That is theoretically under my mom's name, but when they're not using it, it's under my name.
Right.
I thank my parents for that. Thank you, David and Jennifer.
So what games are you playing?
Honestly, I've been running through my backlog lately because I've been a little sick of buying new games, because there's so many new good games coming out. Like, even when I first walked into Raymond's PS5 room. There's a whole room dedicated for a PS5.
Is this like my? Do I just have my own mansion now?
Yeah, yeah.
Turns out I let my parents live in my mansion. Yeah, that's the story.
Really sweet. It's a really sweet move he did for them.
Finally got that raise.
Yeah, finally got that raise.
Not really, but
oh man, we all got that raise. Whenever there's a new game, I just instantly want it.
Right?
Dying Light 2, I really want to play.
Yep.
I'm looking at the start screen for Horizon Forbidden West right now, and I really want to play that. It looks juicy. And even Sifu was fun to watch a little bit earlier.
Oh, yeah. He got to watch me play Sifu. You guys can watch me play RDog20 on Twitch. There's no set schedule. I just kind of go live whenever I feel like.
So you got to... If you feel like Raymond might be streaming, he might be. So
no,
just listen to yourself.
Just check it, and if I'm not on, someone else is. So, yeah.
There's always a streamer out there. But the games I'm playing right now are just games that I have already bought and haven't finished yet. Like, last night, I finished Halo Infinite.
Okay.
Finally, I finished the campaign. That was really fun. Should I list all the games that I'm playing, and then we talk about them? Or
go for it.
Okay. Halo Infinite, but I just beat it. I'm wanting to play The Witcher 3 a little bit more.
Oh, God.
I guess also Stardew's in this mix. Stardew Valley,
okay.
Yeah. I finished my community center recently, so I'm feeling really happy about that. Like, really stoked that I made that happen. There's a Pokemon game that I definitely should play on my Switch, but that's down the line.
Okay.
And I should also play Breath of the Wild. Oh, my goodness.
You're just thinking of your whole backlog.
Yeah,
man.
I am right
You're
now.
Like, what should I play?
Like, what else is on the backlog? Far Cry 6.
Oh, God. This last fall was just a bevy of games.
It really was. Like, I'm trying to... What else has come out recently?
Battlefield? Did you play that new 2042?
No, you mean... You know, what I find really funny about Battlefield 2042 is that they blamed their bad release on COVID and Halo. COVID, understandable. But if you blame your release because of another game's release... That's just kind of you bending your knee to the game in a way.
You're just like, well, a better game got released so close to us. Like,
yeah, and it's like, well, okay, but it was a beta that came out before.
That's like when Battleborn got released at the same time as Overwatch, and it was like...
I mean, honestly, that just kind of sucked for them in their case.
Right? Those were two unknown IPs, too. Those were two completely unknown IPs, but of course Overwatch comes from Activision Blizzard, which... We're getting into a bit of news on this one. I'm digressing,
yeah,
but they got, like, Activision Blizzard's part of Xbox now?
We got a couple things we should talk about in terms of Blizzard and Activision. The acquiring from Xbox is definitely a thing, but then I'm also thinking about the walkouts that they did recently.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The harassment issue.
Yes.
Good for them walking out, and sorry to the stock of Blizzard, because it probably went down a little bit. Did
Ooh.
You buy into that?
No, I did not buy into that.
Buy it while it's low now.
Yeah, like, what's it at?
I don't know. I'm assuming it might be low because of events.
Oh,
but
no.
Also, it could be up because of the because of Xbox.
Microsoft's talks with Activision started days after report on sexual misconduct. So,
yeah,
so in other words, Microsoft saw bad news and swooped in, and they were like, "Hey, we hear you're selling for cheap." Like,
"Hey, we hear you got bad goods on the market." I see that banana is a little bruised. It's named Blizzard. We'll take it.
You know what this means, though?
What?
They got the rights to Crash Bandicoot.
What?
Yeah, Crash Bandicoot's is under the Activision umbrella.
Oh, man. What else is under Activision, then?
I think Spyro now.
Oh, wait. So does that mean Ratchet and Clank, too?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think Ratchet and Clank was Insomniac.
Oh, you're totally right. You're totally right.
And then PlayStation, Sony acquires Bungie?
That one hurt a little, because if viewers can remember, I am a solid Halo boy. I was a Microsoft Halo boy that was born... I played Halo on the first Xbox and died and became an instant fan and then died again. So I'm that diehard of a fan.
But here's the real question.
But yeah, it's so weird that Bungie has it. What?
Are you a Destiny fan? Because that's all Bungie's got going for it right now.
That's totally true. I mean, 343 really does have a strong grasp on Halo.
Right.
Destiny, am I a fan of it? Yes. Do I still play it? No.
I think I booted up the original Destiny once, and after like 5 minutes, I was like, not for me. And I sold it.
I'll say it's a... Oh, so you like never touched it, really?
I booted up for like five... I played it for a little bit. Like, I say 5 minutes. It might have been more like 15.
It's definitely an interesting looter shooter. I think it was one of the first that kind of broke the mold.
Yeah.
First looter shooter. Like, I'm thinking... The first looter shooter I think of is Borderlands, because I think that's what really started that genre of gaming. The kind of looter shooter it is, it's more like a Division.
Oh god, the Division.
Yeah, which again, then you're like, oh god, the Division.
That's another one where it's like, the first game, kind of pretty much awful. The second game, I've heard good things, but I'm just
it's still kind of meh, and that's how I feel about Destiny to some degree. Like, it's fun. Like, it's got a lot of like Halo-isms in there.
Yeah. What was that game where I already forget the name of it, but it was like you were supposed to be like able to wander the galaxy and meet other players.
Oh, No Man's Sky?
Yeah, and that game.
I gotta say though, Sean or Josh or whatever the guy's name is from Hello Games,
where they like updated it a ton.
There's been 17 updates and they're still updating it.
And they're all meaty updates.
They're fucking beefy.
But like,
and I'll tell you, I played it this past year and I'm really happy with it now.
For me,
like,
when
I'm able to play with Scott as seamlessly as the game first wanted it.
For me, when it comes to games like these where like they release and they clearly should not have been released yet.
Like Cyberpunk.
Very much Cyberpunk. Like with Cyberpunk, that's one I actually played. I really tried playing that because I wanted it to be good.
I beat it still, even in its terrible state.
I know, exactly. And I couldn't do it. And now they're like, oh, well, we're working on updates. We're working on bringing it to this. And I'm just like, I'm sorry, dude. It's tainted goods now. Like, you're not...
It's tough.
Like, you can't take back a first impression. Like,
that's true. You can't take back a first impression. But you can leave a new impression, especially if it's been forgotten, I feel like.
It's not forgotten for me, man.
Well, I mean, there's definitely some games that have hurt us infinitely. Like, the game Brink.
Brink? Okay.
Brink was a game that came out in, like, 2012 for, like... I think all available systems at that point, and it just was shit. It was a complete shit game. Yeah. I got like 4 friends to buy it and they wasted their money. That's a game I can't recover from. But Destiny, I don't think I got bit by that. I would still play it. What was the game you just had said before that?
Before Cyberpunk?
Oh, Cyberpunk was the one. That got updates recently. Have you played it since?
No.
I haven't.
I might watch the anime that's coming out on Netflix.
There's an anime for it?
Yeah, they're working on it.
That's kind of cool. I do like the world it's in.
Video games are getting so much more representation in media.
They fucking are. There are like 40 game movies being made right now. I mean, Uncharted just came out.
And the big thing with Uncharted is
Sony... 7 out of 10 on IGN from what I saw.
Sony made their own film studio to make that movie.
Yeah.
Like,
wait, they made their own film studio? Oh, shit. That makes sense for Borderlands getting a movie too,
right? And then
else?
Like, I don't play League of Legends, but they have a hit Netflix series called Arcane.
Yeah,
I never watched it, but
either.
I remember when we met, we had our like Christmas / New Year's reunion. Our buddy Stefan, that he loved it. He
was gushing.
He said nothing but nice things
Stefan.
About it. I forgot you weren't there for the reunion.
That's okay. It's totally needed.
Sorry about that.
No, I just was like, ah, oh, Stefan, how is he?
He's great.
Stefan, I hope you listen.
I mean, he's great. He was great at the reunion. He did detail that, like, COVID definitely impacted home quite a bit, but...
I can imagine.
As it has impacted a lot of people.
Yeah. It's, she's a bitch. She's still out there, folks.
Right.
Watch out.
She's like a terrible ex, and I know a thing or two about terrible exes.
X's in the uh-ohs, they want me.
And now we've got the red flag for COVID and for copyrighted music. Damn it, JB, there's a reason you're a free agent.
Fuck. Sorry.
Oh my goodness.
What about you? What are you playing other than Sifu, Horizon Forbidden West, and not Dying Light 2?
Yeah, I'm not playing Dying Light 2. Sicily's playing that. I'm trying to convince her to make a guest appearance on my Twitch stream with it, but I don't know. I am playing, other than that, we'll get into more detail there, but I played Pokemon Legends Arceus.
How's that? I've seen a lot of good,
stuffs. Oh, God, what do I want to say? Because I do love it. I'll say that right now. I love it. So the criticisms I say, I save them because I love it. Oh, my God. The story was just a little underwhelming. Like, it was building up. Like, yeah. I was feeling like this. I was feeling that I was getting the feeling I think I was supposed to feel about being this stuck in this grand adventure and how eventually I'm supposed to face the gods and all that.
That's how I felt about Halo. Continue.
Yeah, and, like, So I had to fight Dialga, and
is that like a super Pokemon?
He's the Pokemon god of time.
Oh.
And I recruited him.
Pokemon god. Is there Poke religions?
Pretty much. That's what this game is.
Oh.
Like, you go, like, in the modern day games, because this one's set in the past. I don't know how far back in the past. But in the modern day games, they're like, yeah, it's the god of time. And it's just kind of said, like, no one's like, oh, we revere him. There are literally clans that revere these gods in this past game.
Oh my glob.
There's the Diamond Clan, which of course Dialga, and then there's the Pearl Clan, which is for Palkia, and Palkia is the Pokemon god of space.
Palkia. You know, usually they have little suggestions of where this Pokemon is from or what kind of creature it is based off its name. I don't get that from Palkia. It should be Spacia and and what was the other one?
Dialga.
Tynia.
I haven't encountered him yet, but there's a third god called Giratina, and it's the god of...
Of guillotines?
No.
Ah, darn.
The god of chaos.
Oh.
I'm gonna get him at some point. And then, of course, there's the mascot of the whole game, Arceus, which is basically the god of Pokemon.
Lightning?
No, the god of Pokemon.
Oh.
Period.
What?
He has a special ability where he can become any type.
So that's just a move it can do? It can just decide to change its type?
Yeah, it goes from normal type to grass type to poison.
That's going to make the game a little more interesting.
And I don't know how to get it yet.
Team building.
I haven't looked at spoilers to get Arceus yet. I'm assuming it's some bullshit. I'm pretty sure it's just you have to find single Pokemon.
How do you trap a god?
Pretty much.
How do you get them into its cozy little new home?
That's a never crazy thing they say about the Pokeballs, because all this time you're like, oh yeah, it's just technology, right? So, but back then, we don't have that technology. So it's like, how do they get caught in these wooden Pokeballs? And the fucking professor who
Wait,
is...
so, hold on, real quick. Is this, in the past?
Yeah.
Okay, so these aren't even, I throw my cool plastic ball at them.
No, you got balls made of wood.
Magic comes out. No, this is wood. You got wood and dust.
It's wood in some stone, and you throw it at them. And the new professor for this game, who I immediately disliked, he was just
Is it Professor Sapling instead of Oak?
No, it's some ever weird name. But
that's
a
really bad tree.
You throw the ball at them, and he's just Pokemon can just expand or shrink at will. So when you throw this ball at them and trap them in the ball, you're just trapping them in their shrunken state. And I'm like, that sounds fucking awful compared to the modern day. What?
Whoa. Okay. So that's some fun thoughts about the anatomy of Pokemon.
Also,
they got superpowers.
Based on the trailers.
If this was America, we would just be dissecting those things.
Right? Based on the trailers for this game, you would have thought you were a character from the past.
Yeah.
Nope.
You're a character from the fucking future in the past?
You're a modern day character that Arceus himself just fucking calls forward.
I choose this kid to do... to what? Catch it all?
Yes! That's literally what it is. It's literally discover all Pokemon, because you're supposed to be creating the first ever Pokedex.
Oh, okay, so it's all about creating a Pokedex.
And he calls you forward.
That's fun.
And he just sends you to the past, and there's, no explanation to how to get back to the future. Because the few spoilers I've gotten, they're
you even get to say goodbye to your mom before you walked out?
No, literally the game starts with you getting pulled into a black void. And this bright light is Arceus. And
it's fun. We're another Pokemon game. But, in this world, a kid just got abducted.
And this kid doesn't
Star-Lord
seem to care.
Style, and
he doesn't even seem to care. He's just
He got Marty McFly, but Marty didn't know he was McFlying.
And so, because he's from the future, where Pokemon and human interaction is, like, a regular thing, that's not a thing in the past.
Oh, so it's like the Flintstones.
Yeah, that's like, fun. And someone's, like, and the professor's, like, oh, I lost these three Pokemon, the starters. I need help. They're running wild. Mm. And you just run up, throw a Pokeball, and catch it. And he freaks out. He's like, you just did that? You had no fear. You just walked forward and threw the ball at it. Are you insane? And he's not the only one. Like, there's other people that are like, whoa, whoa, whoa. This kid caught three Pokemon?
This
8-year-old
just caught these three dinosaurs that apparently can shrink down into these wooden circles. What the fuck?
Right? Like, so everyone just freaks out when the... Oh, and also there's no rules for Pokemon battling. But for some reason, you follow the rules of modern day. So when you battle someone, you have your one Pokemon out. And they're like, all right, here's all three of my Pokemon at once. Like...
And this kid is like, this is really funny. Just thinking about this kid, like if you were 8 years old, or how old?
I think it's 12. I think, like, the standard age is 10.
10? Okay, let's say you're 10, you get thrown back in time, and you're just showing up these adults.
Right?
Your ego is out of your fucking world. And I like how you could be like, oh no, that's not how you properly duel, because I say so.
Right.
Like, you know, that's funny.
They're just like, we don't give a fuck.
Yeah, like, how does healing your Pokemon work?
They still have potions and whatnot, but you have to craft them.
Okay, so it's...
There is a crafting system. You get to craft your own Pokeballs.
Minecraft.
And then you have to, like, earn ranks in the Galactic Core or whatever, like... And oh my god, it's just so crazy.
And reigns in the Galactic Core. What's the technology level? Do we have lights? Like, or is it? Do we have light bulbs?
I don't think so. No.
So it's just all candles.
I think it's torches.
So okay, so it's like 1700s.
And
do
then
we have a printing press.
Can you
get a book and become?
To be fair, like, a lot of these people are just discovering how they can use Pokemon as tools, because someone's
okay,
like,
okay, so even just like the idea of using Slash at a tree,
yeah, like someone was like, I need like something to help me pound all this stuff, or like, and I'm like, I could catch a Geodude for you, and they're like, what? They could do that? I'm like, yeah.
Once they learn the power of Diglett's, they're gonna destroy the earth.
Yo, here's a Geodude, man. Just like ask it to pound your fucking flour for you or something, your dough.
So, okay.
And they're
that
just
makes more sense.
And they're just like, Geodude, mash the dough, and Geodude's like, and they're like,
they're like, do it again, dude.
They're like, it just listens to me, and they're like, yeah, like I'm sure if you take care of it, it'll be your friend. And they're like, wow, like.
You're like that. You're like this glimmer of light in these people's eyes. You're like going back in time, showing humans that they can use dogs and cats for their own.
Pretty much. I'm literally helping them domesticate Pokemon.
Yeah. How do you feel to be single-handedly domesticating the wild?
I don't know,
domestication,
man. It's a fresh breath, huh?
It's a fresh breath, all right.
Of the wild.
I gotta play that game. You know another game I've been playing?
Oh boy, what?
Roblox with my nephew. That's all I'm gonna say.
I'm losing a few points of respect.
Yeah,
anyway,
I definitely don't.
I mean,
like...
I'm not gonna lose all respect because it's for the nephew, but...
He asked me today when I was over there, he was like, hey, do you know Squid Game? Have you played Squid Game?
Oh,
I was like,
God.
I've watched Squid Game.
How old's your nephew?
He is 8 going on 9.
I hope he didn't watch Squid Game.
He doesn't watch it, but he sure knows red light, green light.
Oh, God.
He's trying to teach it to me, and I'm like, bro, I already know.
We already know what red light, green light is.
And he wasn't, like, super shocked that I got to the end without dying, but...
He's like...
I got to the end without dying.
Fucking Squid Game. Because
it's also Roblox. 12-year-olds are playing.
Right? Apparently there's like adult content for Roblox.
Yes,
like,
yes, you gotta be careful.
Yeah, like
there are a lot of fine lines.
I'm just like, what is going on here? Like,
my first time in a Roblox, I saw some simulators that really did not need to simulate.
You just
and I'm sure kids have played it.
I was gonna say, is there like content warnings on that shit or
not? Yes, there are content warnings if you can read.
And of course,
but
if you
can't read and you know how to press a button, then
you're like,
you're passing the warning.
Ooh, this picture looks like it'd be a fun game.
I mean, even do you know Poppy Playtime or even Smiles? Or
it sounds familiar.
I don't know. There's like an SPC, isn't that what those are called?
fuck if I know.
Okay, man, I feel like I'm really aging myself not knowing about these creepypastas, but in general, my nephew knows about creepypastas because of Roblox.
Jesus Christ.
Anyways, I'd much rather... are you done on Arceus, or is there more you wanted to say on it?
One thing I wanted to say that I think you'll be fascinated by, you've probably seen it in trailers if you've seen any, the Pokemon can attack you.
Oh.
You, the individual.
Nice.
And, like, there's... the animations for the overworld are so amazing because you'll just see giant fucking Pokemon everywhere.
Mm. So it's like... actively you get to see everyone in this 3D world.
I laughed really hard because I started with Cyndaquil because Cyndaquil's the best starter ever, period. And
I got a pin real quick. Cyndaquil?
Yes.
I'm assuming this fire type is a squirrel.
No, not a squirrel.
Quill, oh.
Jesus, Justin.
Quill, yeah. A quiller, you know?
Porcupine?
A porcupine, yeah. A porky quill.
Or a hedgehog.
Yeah.
But anyway, I threw him, and he's a Typhlosion at this point, and I laughed my ass off because I threw him at, like, a level 5 grass type, and it's just so tiny compared to my Typhlosion. And because of how I threw the ball, Typhlosion's, like, right in front of him. And before they could animate the creature moving away, I was just like, flamethrower. And he's just like, whoo! You see him, like,
so
burn the shit,
like,
out of this.
More, like, seamless? There's not the, like, the...
Yeah.
Dun.
They still have them now and then, like, when you're going into, like, a boss battle.
Right, right.
But, like, when it's, like, just trying to catch a Pokemon in the wild, you can just be like, boom. Oh, also, the running meme that in modern day, Pokemon hide in tall grass, but in the past, you hide in tall grass.
That's fun. No, that's a fun change.
I'm just like, I'm a hide, and... huh! And they're just like, oh, no!
So, you're the face that scares all the Pokemon into the grass.
Pretty much now.
Damn, this is some wild implications about the Pokemon universe.
You are single-handedly just, like, causing so much chaos.
This is, yeah, that's so much chaos, because you're time-traveled. You brought this forbidden knowledge back.
You know what it reminds me of? It
brings us forward, I guess. Anyway,
this isn't a game, it's a comic, but it reminds me of Batman, when Batman got sent to the past, and Caveman went after him, and he used a flashbang. But he used it right in front of them, so they permanently went blind, and the comic basically implied that Batman created the gene that causes blindness.
When Daredevil finds out.
Different universes, but...
Are they now? I mean...
They are.
That's the next podcast.
Right.
We'll talk about a multiversal madness later.
Right? Oh my gosh. So... yeah, I did Legends Arceus.
Nice.
As you said, I played Sifu, which you watched me play that game,
and
it's so fucking epic.
It is pretty cool.
Anyone with a PlayStation, fucking download that shit.
Like, I dare ya, we get no proceeds.
Like, it's such a challenge, but still welcoming. Like, even today, I broke multiple records for myself.
He felt pretty good about himself, and that's just what gaming is.
I didn't even realize I broke my record until I got a trophy, and I was like, wait, what? I didn't die during the boss battle?
I was just, like, silently impressed. I was like, I don't know if he knows yet, but he knows. He'll know.
Yeah, I wish you could have seen how terrible I did before, because it would have been even more impressive.
That's
like,
funny.
Your first time watching me, you're just like, oh, this game doesn't seem that hard. And then it's like, oh, no, you should, like, if you ever play, like...
I didn't see his shit get kicked in yet.
Right?
I did, though. The artist did push your
shit. Yeah, Kuroki beat my ass real good.
Uh-huh.
Like, took me from, what, 40 to 77? Like,
yeah, real quick. About 6 kills.
And, as you said, I started Horizon Forbidden West.
Yep.
I've got some feelings on it, but I'm only, like... maybe 15% of the way through the game.
Still very early. Like,
yeah. There's only 17 main story missions. And I've beaten 3 of them, and I'm in the middle of the 4th one. I might actually be at the end of a 4th one when you came in.
Yeah, I think you might be at the end, because you just got that cool new tech.
Yeah, that's right. I got the shield wing.
Spoilers!
Fuck your spoilers.
Nah, it was in the trailer. Everyone knows about
that. Everyone knows it. It was in, like, 3 different trailers.
You know that little parachute that Link uses? Well, Aloy's got it now,
yeah,
too.
Remember when Breath of the Wild beat Horizon Zero Dawn for Game of the Year? Fuck those guys.
Yeah, still getting fucked over.
Oh,
my
gosh.
Isn't there another Link and Zelda game coming out this
year?
There
is another Legend of Zelda game coming out, and I swear to God, if it comes out this year and beats Forbidden West...
Let's hope. We can only hope.
I swear to God, if history repeats itself like that, I'm gonna be pissed. Fucking 5 years later.
Know, maybe that's what I should be playing.
What, Breath of the Wild?
Yeah, instead of, like, The Witcher.
Probably, because The Witcher is just a deep well.
It's a good deep well,
though. You're not gonna touch any other game in your backlog for, like, I don't know, 3 months at least.
Yeah, but I feel like I'd get that same way with Breath of the Wild.
You
like,
would,
what,
but
120 shrines? I want to get all of them.
But at least Breath of the Wild is going to be something new for you.
That's true. Yeah, because I'm rehashing a lot of the same things I've done already in The Witcher.
Right.
Yeah, no, I definitely think The Legends of Zelda will be my next conquest.
Something you should totally watch is the speedrunners for Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. Because it's literally possible to just skip all these main missions and just go straight to the final boss with, like, very little to no weapons or armor.
Are you suggesting that that's the path I should take so I can just beat it quicker and go play The Witcher then?
If you want a real challenge,
you know,
fuck everything else. Just go for the boss with your wooden plank sword.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm kind of interested by it. Like, it would really test me. As a video game player, I just hope I wouldn't have to use like glitches and such, because then I would have to learn how to use those.
Right.
If it's completely glitchless, then I would probably do it.
Oh, one game that I would love to talk about. I feel like Cicely and I might talk in depth about it in the future, but Cicely played that Five Nights at Freddy's game. What was it called?
You're looking at the wrong.
It's the Security Breach. There we go.
The Security Breach, okay.
And it, I don't know, since you don't know about it, it's,
I am very lost within the FNAF lore.
So it's not like the other FNAF games where you're stationary and you're in one room. It's like open world within a mall.
Okay. So it's like Dead Rising, but with animatronics chasing you?
Pretty much, yeah.
Cool. I could get behind that.
Yeah.
That feels a little more like Alien Isolation, and I could get behind it.
We got so pissed because in order to get what's like considered one of the best endings, you have to do these arcade machines, and there was a glitch where that they had to do an update to fix it. But like, she went to go do it, and it's like, yeah, press enter to do this, and she's like, what does it mean press enter? And she's pressing all the buttons, and I'm like, I think you can only do this if you're not playing on PC. Because we
would they do that to you?
Yeah, they did that to us, but they update.
You couldn't even like hit the like enter button. Oh, it was literally saying like
it literally means key. Press the enter key. Whoa. So because like I watched someone playing on a different console and they were like, yeah, no, I literally had to hook up my keyboard to this and press the enter key.
That's kind of cool though, in terms of a game like hiding a little secret. I mean, it sucks for us as like console players, but what's to say we don't hook up a keyboard to our console? Yeah, USB.
I don't have a keyboard though.
Oh.
Laptop life.
Laptop and iPad life.
I just have to carry everything with me. That's something Cicely wants is a desktop. She has a game. She has a gaming PC right now, but she's like, whenever we get a house, she would love to just do one of those like build your own gaming PCs.
I know a lot of people do that. My coworker at work, you know, because coworkers are met there.
Right.
Yeah, he would talk to me about that, and I was like, I know shit about building computers, but I'll listen. Definitely interested in that kind of life.
What's next? Are you trying to think of what game to talk about next?
I mean, we've already said a lot of titles.
In terms of
what I'm playing.
You did say you wanted to circle back to Halo Infinite.
Oh, yeah.
How is that campaign? Because if I remember correctly, I think people were really mad about the last mainline Halo. What was that, Guardians?
Halo 5 Guardians.
Yeah. If I remember correctly, a lot of people weren't really happy with that.
It was a little weird. It was a little confusing.
You play as Locke for part of that, right?
Yeah, you play as Blue Squad.
Is Locke even in this game?
No.
Wow. Let's just backtrack on that real quick.
I mean, I'm pretty certain he isn't. Either it's because he's dead or not. I don't know. I'll say this much. As a fan of Halo, I know very little about the lore and what the fuck is actually happening.
What's happening? Where am I?
I mean, I definitely learned some stuff last night. I won't do a full dive on it, but it's fun. I got to see a lot of Cortana again, which that I feel like that might scratch some itches for some people.
I saw like beginning gameplay on Twitch streams, so like Cortana. I don't think it's a big secret going into the game. Cortana's evil, right?
That was That's not new.
Yeah,
that's not that's old news. I think Halo 5 or some other Halo made her an enemy in one of the games, and you're like, no. But you're like, but it's gotta happen.
And now you have a new AI.
And yeah, and you have a new AI. Still sound, it's, I mean, in essence, it is Cortana, because it's still part
of this. It's never Cortana.
Like, yeah, it's another copy of Cortana.
Man, those fan complaints. They really shape a game.
Well, I mean, they shaped a game, partially. The AI is based off of another character, Halsey, that creates all the Spartans. I don't know if you've know any about the...
I know a little bit here and there. I never played Halo before, but like sometimes I'll just check up
honestly,
on the lore.
Long story short, Master Chief gets a little AI that helps him within combat. He gets this AI named Cortana. I'm talking about Halo 1 right now.
Okay.
They complete some quests together, build a relationship. Halo 2 and 3 go through, they build the relationship even more and closer. They're just like really, really good friends. I really hope it's not romantic, because it never felt romantic. And if people are romanticizing those two, then keep it only on Rule 34 and nowhere else, please. But, long story short, apparently at some point Chief has to get rid of Cortana. Oh, because she starts dying. Her half-life as an AI starts to diminish. She kind of gets a little angry, possibly puts some people in danger, but she in the end is still a good person, I guess is what we find out from Infinite. But really the end of the game felt like the beginning of Halo again, which was weird, because it was just like the ending was you beat the big bad brute, you kill him, you kill another big bad, which I didn't quite understand her. She was called the Harbinger.
Oh, okay.
I think she was like a, I don't know. She said she was part of the Endless race, and I'm like, what is the Endless? Is that the Flood? Is that the... I don't know. The writing was a little weird towards the end, because it was just like Cortana and Joan, Master Chief, having their like ending moments. They're like, I never wanted to leave. You were just so perfect. Everything was perfectly perfect. But I had to. I had to die. I only had milliseconds to make this decision. Bye, John, forever. But here's a copy of me, so, you know, I'm not actually gone forever.
I keep forgetting Master Chief actually has a name.
Yeah, John, Spartan 117. And apparently, speaking of video games having their own TV shows / movies...
That's right!
Halo is getting its own show on Paramount Plus.
Oh my god.
Comes out next month.
I'm slowly trying to talk my parents into cutting cable, and...
Honestly, you save more money from cutting cable and going straight to streamers.
And I told them
that's where you get all the content. Now.
I told them they'd love Paramount Plus, so maybe I'll watch Halo if they get it.
Yeah.
But my main reason for telling them to get that is because they love football, so they'll still get the CBS games.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Were they happy about the Super Bowl outcome?
Yeah, my dad was gonna be happy either way.
Not his team.
neither of them were his team, but he liked the story that would be told, because it was either the Bengals were gonna win the Super Bowl for the first time ever, or Stafford, the quarterback for the Rams, was gonna win his first ever Super Bowl after being with the Lions, one of the most losing teams in NFL history for so long.
I like that with sports, that we sometimes only care about the story that's gonna be told.
I lost my gambling bet on that.
Sorry, homie.
Yeah, by 3 points.
Ooh, really?
Yep. And if only those Bengals weren't such douchebags in getting the, like, what was it, unnecessary roughness, like, multiple times in a row, like...
I didn't watch the game.
Yeah, sorry. I watched it.
I was watching Lord of the Rings that day, I think.
Peacock got the rights to the Super Bowl, so I was like, I got to watch that. Missed the Pro Bowl, missed the championship games, but I got to see the Super Bowl.
Good. But yeah, long story short, Halo was fine. In terms of like gameplay and shit, really fun, really cool. Still a Halo game. Added some cool new elements with like shields and dashes and grappling hooks. Chief's got a grappling hook. Imagine that.
Jesus. They're putting grappling hooks in everything now.
Yeah, it's very much like the parachute from... Breath of the Wild. A lot of just like,
well, for, well, Aloy gets a grappling hook in Forbidden West as
well.
Oh,
does she?
Yeah,
that's fun. That's really fun. I say fun as in funny, and like how with the times video games.
Oh, look at that! They're updating.
Yeah, it's like, oh, they recognize that that was a good gameplay element,
right? Traversal.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, even Dying Light has it as well.
Oh, that's
I'm
right.
Pretty sure they have every other kind of traversal thing.
Yeah, because they're really into parkour.
Yeah,
I feel, I don't know if I would be the parkour player, if I'd be the combat player, because there's like factions and,
oh, really,
they're,
is this Dying Light 2?
Yeah,
nice.
Because I've seen Sicily play, there's like two different skill trees, one's parkour and one's combat, and then there's two different factions, and you kind of give territory to the factions throughout the game, and one faction gives you rewards that help you with parkour, the other gives you like with combat. Yeah, because like I remember the first
1 minute and it's shutting off.
Oh, PS5's about to enter rest mode. I'm surprised it hasn't already. But we
have a good nap, PS5.
Right.
These things require so much pampering. I don't think users know this.
Right.
They're like little children. Anyway, Dying Light factions.
Yeah, like the first faction award, it was like, if you give it to this group, they're going to put zip lines all over this part of the map. If you give it to this group, they're going to put car bombs all throughout this part of this map.
One sounds like a terrorist. The other one sounds like an amusement park.
She gave it to the car bomb people, and she loved it because then she's running away from a horde of zombies,
doosh,
and it's just like, huh? Oh, no, there's no guns.
Oh, right.
She has to,
so
like,
she throws her...
She has to do something. I think she has to throw, like, a Molotov cocktail or something
right,
at it.
That's
just
fun.
Something to light the fuse, and then it's just like...
That's... I might buy this game, and I know I shouldn't. I really want to buy this game. How do I show restraint? I just got to pick up Breath of the Wild.
Pick up another game. Oh, my god!
I can't lie. I did... Even though I was shitting on The Division, I bought that last night because it was $8.
Oh my god.
And I had a coworker say, it's a really good game. And mind you, it could be. I don't think it's going to be a great game for $8.
Right?
But is it a good game? Jury's still out.
That's how they convinced me to finally buy Anthem.
I mean,
it was like $3 at one point. So
I would do the same thing. It's like, you got nothing to lose. You already know what you're getting yourself into. It's kind of like how I was when I bought No Man's Sky. I think it was at a low price. No, it was with the Game Pass. So never mind. So it was free, essentially. Anyways, buy Game Pass. That's the best thing. Bang for your buck.
Mm-hmm.
What was I going to say? What were we just talking about?
We cover so many topics.
We talked a lot about
in the span of like 45 plus minutes.
I hope everyone's catching up and is up to date. Let's let the audience speak. Let them tell us what
do you want
what
to
are
hear
you
from
playing
us?
Right now? What are you playing?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I heard that game was shit.
Yeah, I don't know what fucking taste you have, but
yo, this sucks.
Hey, you in the back. I don't want to fucking hear about your hentai game.
Yeah, I'm sure that can't be downloaded everywhere. Also going to give me malware.
Yeah, man. I don't want to see a Google search bar when my fucking browser's not even open.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
What? Do you have that malware?
No, I was just... what the game that we're talking about. I was just still saying, oh no.
Oh, I stopped listening to them like 5 minutes
ago. Oh, did you?
Oh. Oh, well. You know what? They can talk about the games. We're going to stop for a break and get a sponsor in here.
I need to fart anyways. Turn the microphone off.
And then we're going to talk about games that we're looking forward to playing.
Oh, that sounds really... did you turn it off? Turn it off.
You're such a loser. And we're back.
We're back.
All right, so... did you want to go first with games you're looking forward to, or should I?
I'm currently looking for the games I'm looking forward to.
Right? I love how you start with, I'm not really looking forward to, and then you scrolled, and you're like, ooh, there's that, and that, and that,
see,
and that.
I had forgotten, at least the one for sure's game that I'm going to be buying this year is, Starfield. I'm really excited for Starfield.
I honestly forgot that was... Is that actually coming out this year?
It's apparently slated to.
It's supposed to. A lot of the games I'm looking forward to are slated, but not confirmed.
If it were to be pushed back, I'm not going to cry about it. I'm going to accept... Oh, God of War Ragnarok's also coming out.
God of War Ragnarok.
No.
Yes.
This is not a good year.
Your wallet's going to get hit a lot.
It's going to get slapped. I should really...
One game I'm looking forward to, at least at the time of this recording, I don't know when this episode's gonna come out, but, right now, at this time, WWE 2K22 hasn't come out yet. It's coming out March 11th. I might get the deluxe edition so I can get it 3 days early.
Oh man, 3 days. They're really...
They're bringing GM mode. They're bringing GM mode back. Like,
that's. Do you think? I mean, I recall in the past these games doing a little hard flop, harder flop than the wrestlers themselves take.
2K20 was dog shit.
Abysmal.
It was terrible. It's unplayable now, at least for me. I literally booted up and I can't press, and it doesn't recognize any button except the X button.
That's concerning.
Yeah, so it's basically unplayable. And then WWE All-Stars, or whatever it was called, it was basically just 2K Battlegrounds, that's what it was. 2K Battlegrounds is basically an arcade game, so...
Yeah, I remember that one.
Some people may like arcade games. I like a few of them, but they're not really my genre.
Yeah, if I'm gonna go with an arcade game, I would go to an arcade.
I get an actual cabinet, like, get one of those arcade one-up cabinets for Mortal Kombat or TMNT.
I would definitely buy one of those.
That's on my list of things to get when I have my own house. But, like, WWE, like, I'm excited. I saw the trailer for My GM Mode recently, and I want to play it so bad. I found out that you can create your own general manager. So I could literally just design myself as the GM.
And the general manager is just... for the wrestling association, or is it
you basically, at least in the past, when you were a GM, you got control of one show. And back then it was like Raw or SmackDown, one or the other. They haven't gone full in depth of like, oh, are you going to be the GM of all of WWE? Are you going to be the GM of one show?
Why haven't they really gone into that realm before? I feel like that's just the next step for this game to go in.
I mean, they've had Universe Mode, it's like being GM, but without goals. It's right. Kind of just a sandbox.
That can get boring.
Yeah, it can. But with GM mode, I want to say they're still going to do like brand warfare, Raw versus SmackDown, because in previous games, you would be facing either a second player or you'd be facing the AI.
You know what I want from WWE games?
What?
I want a first person open world experience.
Jesus.
With multiple choices. I'm thinking like Mass Effect level with like in the 90s when they were like starting out. So then
what, really Attitude Era?
Like, maybe, I don't know.
I mean, wrestling has a very long history. Attitude Era
but
was
imagine
like,
if you could like alter the history of
alter
WWE.
The time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they've had a couple games where it, but like not like your created character can change things. Like if they're like, oh, you can play this what if scenario where it's like,
yeah, give me a what if scenario.
I think one was like, what if Shawn Michaels beat Steve Austin at WrestleMania 14? Because some would argue that Steve Austin winning that match was the beginning of the Attitude Era. I think it could date back further than that, but...
Whoa, I feel like I just got a glimpse into, like, wrestling history. Like... like, the contention, everyone's like, you know, if we lost the battle at Gettysburg with...
The Monday Night... There is the Monday Night War.
Like, if we... I can't even think of a name. If Rey Mysterio didn't hold down that pin for a second longer, we would not have cage matches. Like,
if Chris Jericho never brought up a Money in the Bank ladder match, where would we be? Like,
yeah, like, is there really that big of a butterfly effect within that world? That'd be fun.
I feel like there is, but ooh, okay, cats are freaking out. But anyway, oh gosh,
it's a history that they don't want to even think about.
Nah, Robin loves wrestling. I sat her in front of the TV with me when she was a kid.
She was starting to fight me earlier. I recognized some of those moves from
She'll beat the shit out of Jason.
I saw the suplex one day. That was pretty cool.
That was hilarious.
I'm really just trying to say a bunch of wrestling moves. You're just that,
like,
I
need to know. Like,
do I have another one?
Remember when I had 2K19 and I literally just created you and the rest of the guys?
Oh yeah. Everyone had their own look and build, and we all fought each other.
Yeah, for some reason at one point I just made like a six man it was like a triple threat tag team match for the tag titles, and it just went on forever.
Who won?
I forget. I
want to say Nate won.
I feel like that would be true, because it was like Nate and Matt, because they were like,
oh, Matt was even here.
They were like, that was back when Matt hung out with us.
Yeah, I hope you're doing good.
I hope so too. I made Matt and Nate like the actual at NCAA wrestlers. And then there was you and Scott, and you were both managed by Stefan.
Right, that feels right.
And then there was me, and I was teamed with Mike Bennett, who in that game was Mike Kanellis, and together we were the ladies' men.
I forget about Mike Kanellis within our group.
I want to say maybe we won, me and Mike did. Like, I think it was a ladder match or something, but like, I remember we were feuding with Nate and Matt, and then for some reason, you and Scott, it got involved in the rivalry, so it just became a three-way rivalry.
Just really went for it.
And I want to bring those memories back. I might make you guys again.
Do it within the new one.
Yeah, 22. Yeah, definitely.
Is it going to be 23, right?
No, 2K22.
22.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's coming out soon, and I'm super excited. That's the game that's the game I'm looking forward to that actually has a release date. Did you have another game you want to bring up, or should I keep going?
I mean, I already said Starfield, which is just the big... The new Bethesda open world space epic. Like, I'm just excited for that. I didn't say much about it, but I don't know what the game will hold, so I am excited to see what's coming. It only says TBA, so I don't know if it's truly coming out this year.
Well, allow me to give you a genre. A whole genre.
A whole genre. Let's hear it.
Superhero games.
There's a lot coming out, is there?
Yes. For DC, there's Gotham Knights, where, like, in that world, Batman is dead, I think? Mm-hmm. So you get to play as Nightwing, Red Hood, Batgirl, and the Damian Wayne Robin.
Wow.
And
really just pile it on.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be so fun. And then there's Suicide Squad kills the Justice League. And
oh yeah, so this is the one that's by Square Enix, or
because
it looks very much like the Marvel.
No, it's
like,
not Square Enix. It's not Square Enix though. It's the same company that made Batman Arkham Knight.
Oh, okay, so it's still in good hands.
Yeah, and because it's that same company, it's set in the same universe. So Batman is already like, he's not really dead. He's in hiding, but like as far as the world is concerned, Batman's dead. So you like
gasp.
I don't think you have to fight Batman unless they're going to use this game as the reason Batman comes out of hiding. Because, like, Brainiac comes in and he brain controls the Justice League. So now you play as the Suicide Squad, which it's Harley Quinn, Killer Croc. Sorry, no, not Killer Croc. It's King Shark. My bad. It's King Shark.
Yeah, it's got to be after the movie.
Right? And then there's also Deadshot. Yes, Deadshot and Captain Boomerang. Those are the four.
Not Deathstroke.
Nope, not Deathstroke, unfortunately. But there's...
They're the same person in my head.
And then there's also... How dare you? And then and then there's also Penguin, which I laugh at because, like, you know how they
Can you play him?
No.
But
you know how they all have, like, those shock collars or something? Like, and the explosives in their head?
The Penguins, yeah.
Well, they all do, but...
Oh,
The Suicide Squad. Yeah. Well, at one point, Penguin runs away, and Deadshot's like, we got a runner, Waller. And then Amanda Waller does it, and then Penguin drops, and he's like, and then she's like, all right, we good? And Harley's just like, nope, he's still running. And then Boomerang's like, oh my god, this guy just doesn't stop. You gotta crank the voltage.
You just see smoke coming up off a corpse.
And then King Shark just ruins it when he's like, blow him up.
says in his Sylvester Stallone,
blow it up.
And I think at that point, Waller's just like, he's not really running, is he?
Waller then just hits everyone else's shot collar.
Oh my god. But I'm excited for that. I love the Batman Arkham games, so I'm excited.
I think they really found their narrative story, their voice.
Yes.
Indeed. Lately. Because that game was a little, or not that game, but that, like, that media of the Suicide Squad has been kind of until James Gunn came in and went, this is how it should be.
Right.
And, I mean, I really enjoyed that most recent Suicide Squad.
Indeed.
Movie.
And then, not on my list, but also a superhero game that's coming out this year, Marvel's is Midnight Suns. Have you heard about this?
No, not at all.
It's more with the magic side of Marvel. You get to create your own character for it. And you get to team up with, like, Ghost Rider, Doctor Strange. You also get the non-magic heroes in there. The popular ones, like Spider-Man, Captain America, Wolverine.
Okay.
But it's, So here's the big thing. This might catch your attention. It's the same company that makes the XCOM games. And it's a...
I don't remember.
It's a turn-based, card-based game.
Oh.
Like, yeah.
That kind of made things... I just had a roller coaster of, like, am I excited?
Yeah, like, oh, character created
superhero. That sounds kind of cool. But card-based, so... It's like Hearthstone. It's like Gwent.
I feel like it's deck building in a way.
Deck building. What is it called again?
Marvel's is Midnight Suns. S-U-N-S. The original team in the comics was S-O-N-S, but there's going to be women in this game, so they were like, yeah, it's got to be Suns. S-U-N-S.
Appreciated. I don't think I'd want to just see only...
I think Captain Marvel is going to be in it. Like,
this is kind of a shock.
Right?
It's fun that you get your own character.
I'm curious how it's going to be. Like, it was originally slated to come out in, like, February, but now they're looking at, like, the second half of the year.
Oh, sorry, just looking at a small gameplay trailer.
Indeed.
Interesting. I see how it is now.
Yeah.
It's at least still 3D. I was a little worried that it would just only be like 2D.
Oh yeah, it's not like it shows them as cards. It's like you play cards to control their attacks and whatnot. Yeah.
That feels a little more purposeful in terms of like how one will go about doing moves and shit.
And then
that's
the,
cool.
And then the Marvel's,
I didn't think about that.
Marvel's not done.
Marvel's not done?
Now,
they got another Spider-Man movie game coming out?
I mean, it's not going to be this year, but 2023, Marvel's is Spider-Man 2.
Cool.
And they have confirmed. They
Venom?
Yes.
Yay!
Venom, and I believe...
I was like, it's about time.
I believe there's a voice in the trailer, and the voice, I believe, belongs to Kraven the Hunter.
I'm ready for Kraven.
Yes.
I think even Marvel, in terms of the movie universe, is ready for Kraven.
We'll get there. That's a never episode.
we referenced it twice already.
We're excited to do it.
And
then they also announced Marvel's Wolverine.
Oh my god, yeah, wait, I saw the trailer that they had for it last
year. The, like, 30-second trailer,
Yeah, it was enough for us to go, oh, there's his claws,
and
be all excited. I have not played a bad Wolverine game yet, so...
Yeah.
I'm excited for it.
His...
Like, X-Men Origins, bad movie-ish.
Yeah.
Good game,
It's a
good game.
It's one of the few games that were spawned as a movie adaptation that was still good. Like, there's very few... I remember...
It's not a groundbreaking game like Breath of the Wild or anything. It's, Horizon Zero Dawn. We can't just...
That's right,
snub
motherfucker.
It. Continue to snub it, as we had said. But it's just, you know, your classic superhero slashing killing game.
That's awesome.
That's exciting. I didn't know we had so many superheroes coming out.
Yeah, dude.
It's not total shock after the last 4 years of cinema. I'm just thinking about what Marvel's done.
I mean, MCU has been going since 2008, so...
Well, I know, but like in the last 3 years, it's been in its highest gear possible.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't release a movie for all of 2020.
Yeah, but my point being is Endgame happened, and then everything preceding it.
Shang-Chi, Black Widow.
Yeah, like the end of one universe, the end of a 22 saga.
Yeah.
22 movie saga, like that's impressive.
23.
23.
Because they count Far From Home as being part of Phase 3.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's totally fair, because it's...
Far From Home is like the epilogue of the saga.
No Way Home is like movie 2 of a new saga. But again, different podcast.
Different episode.
Different episode.
Tune in.
Tune in, y'all. I think the other game that I saw on this list that I'm excited for is definitely God of War Ragnarok.
Yes.
Like, I think that's without a doubt a game
I'm not for. Some people are telling me that the report is that we're not going to get a trilogy of Norse God of War. That Ragnarok is as hinted in the title, that's the end.
For Kratos in general?
At least for the Norse.
For the Norse?
The Norse pantheon.
Well, that's okay, because we got a young boy by the name of Loki.
Right?
Who can help us out.
And who knows, maybe we'll go to Egypt.
I think we might, because...
Someone mentioned Rome, but Rome's too similar. Rome's literally the same as the Greek. Yeah. Although, something I've learned is that... So first there was like the Macedonian and then, or Mesopotamian, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. There was the Mesopotamians, and then the Egyptians based their mythology off of the Mesopotamians. Then the Greeks based their mythology off the Egyptians, and then the Romans based their mythology off of the Greek.
Yeah, that's human life.
Yeah, so they're essentially all the same pantheon.
Same things, I mean, just different in practice and in names. It's just culturally changed.
I wouldn't mind seeing Kratos go up against the Celtic gods, though.
I want to see fucking Kratos rip the wings off of Ra, man.
Like, oh my god.
I don't know, but I when I was playing the God of War, what was that one even? Just it was just called
God. Yeah, it was God of War,
which is a little annoying. I hate it when video games. If I'm gonna gab about anything about video games right now. Get some fucking better titles.
Get a better title than your first one.
Yeah.
Like Scream. Instead of Scream 5, it's just Scream.
Yeah, like, I get it. You don't want to continue to tack in another number, but give us a subtitle at least.
Scream, parenthesis, 2022.
And that's all that we get. It's like, do you mean Scream 2020 or you mean Scream 1986? Like,
and then it's like, all right, we talk God of War 1 or God of War 2018?
Yeah, exactly. It's so odd. But in any case, I do remember a moment in that game where you, I think it's like you're looking for Tyr. You see all the other pantheons.
Because Tyr is like, the Nordic god of war.
Yeah. Sure. Yes.
Have you seen the trailer for Ragnarok?
Maybe.
Tyr. You do find Tyr.
Oh, cool. Yeah. You get to see that golden-eyed man.
And also, the trailer hints that Atreus is going to have a love interest.
Atreus! Boy!
Sorry, I'm just remembering.
Boy.
He has a love interest.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, I think Kratos is dying this game.
Yeah, it was hinted at in the end, and it's possible.
That's definitely where you were getting at earlier, but I was like, nah, he can't die. He's a god of war. I think the kid kills him.
Yeah, that's what some people are saying. They're saying that Atreus / Loki kills him, but then they're also saying, but what if it's actually Loki saving him? Like, and it's like, okay, well...
Saving him would, I guess, be making him immortal, and then making him mortal would make him dead.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to leave it up to the players.
That would also be kind of interesting.
Yeah, because God of War is not like that. God of War is very linear.
Yeah, it's very... I mean, we played that 2018 God of War.
Yeah.
I mean, that shit was... I still, anytime I play it, I'm like, oh my god, this is all in one shot. Like,
yeah.
I continue to think about that.
There's no cut. It's literally just one camera.
There's only a cut if you die.
Right? Oh my gosh.
Or, you know, you have to go live life and stop playing a video game.
Yeah. Who wants to do that?
Not me, and that's why I would buy Tiny Tina's Wonderlands video game. That's another game.
Are you actually getting it?
I would get that, for hands down. I think, because, I don't know, I'm a Borderlands fan, and It's looking cool. They got some cool new characters.
Yeah, it's a nice little D&D inspired game.
Yeah, they had a DLC of...
I remember that, yeah.
Of Borderlands D&D. And that was fun.
I'm intrigued by it.
I am too. I don't think I have much else to say, though. Like, it's just going to be another looter shooter
Yeah,
game.
It's that's
better,
like,
than Destiny. But
it's a complaint that I remember about Borderlands 3 was they were like, it's the same. Like,
it's, yeah, it didn't break anything. It didn't break any new ground. I mean,
it was a case, yeah.
It had cool new designs. That's about it.
It was a case of, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Like, yeah. I remember the biggest news that came out was that Troy Baker wasn't coming back.
Mm. Honestly, it's that, and that pissed. Some guns have legs. Like, that's about it.
I was pissed. I was so pissed. They're like, oh yeah, Troy Baker wasn't even invited. And I'm like, go fuck yourself.
They don't got the money. No. That's totally fair. I bet he's looking for more money or some type of compensation.
So, the next games I'm going to mention... Well, I'm going to say that they have... So, three different companies here.
Am I going to be pissed about this?
Three companies that I personally love. Uh-huh. Because... And you know what kind of games that I like.
Yeah.
The choice-based games.
Yeah, yeah. You like... that Until...
Until Dawn?
Until Dawn.
It's funny you should mention that.
What's its company's name?
Supermassive Games.
Supermassive Games. And yep. They're really not that massive.
Dude, so...
I think if you have open world games, you can call yourself Supermassive.
So they're doing...
Super linear game.
They're doing Dark Pictures Infology, The Devil and Me.
Dialogue Heavy Studios.
Oh, dude, I'm so happy, though. I'm super excited. It looks like they're going to be going a little Saw style with it.
Really?
So, yeah, okay. Like booby traps and everything. So I'm like, okay, I'm excited. I'm totally going to play this with Sicily.
Mm-hmm.
What we did for House of Ashes, because we wanted to record for Sicily, is we got the game on the PC. We both did.
Oh.
And I honestly like doing that better than on the PlayStation, because on the PlayStation, we have to take turns. But on the PC... We're playing at the same time.
Oh, really? So it's pretty seamless in that case.
Yeah, and I get to lose my characters faster. But
who isn't excited about that?
Here's the other thing. Supermassive, there's rumors. Nothing that Supermassive has said. These are just rumors.
That all the games actually are not connected?
Oh, no, not that. But oh, well, for one, they also confirmed that there will be a season 2 of Dark Pictures Anthology. But
that's exciting,
I digress.
In a way.
They are, potentially... remaking Until Dawn.
Real?
Yes.
I mean, how long ago was it? I guess 5 years at this point.
So. I think it might have been longer than that. Let me see here, because I remember. Yeah, it's gotta be longer, because I was playing that before I even moved out. I moved out the first time.
Really? Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, dude. Until Dawn. Let's see. 2015.
Hmm.
7 years.
I'm gonna put a quick pin. Who the fuck cares about James Cameron's Avatar still?
Yeah,
that's. I just have a small rant.
Oh yeah, because they're making a game about it.
They're making
a game about it. That's gonna coincide with the release of the second movie. But anyway,
I don't think that movie will do well.
No, I mean, some people will probably watch it just
Did
because.
Did you know that there's like a huge fan base for that movie? Like
what?
So much so that there's like people have like had post-traumatic stress because that they. Like, wish that they were Na'vi. Like, it goes deep. And I, like, I'm not shitting you when I say this. Like, do you have HBO Max? Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You should watch this show called How To with John Wilson, because they go, like, this guy finds them by accident, and they all get really sad at one point. They're like, man, just, like, so much of my life could be solved if I was Na'vi.
The fuck?
And I'm like, this is so wild. That people are feeling this way. I never cared about the movies that much, so
right?
It's just a complete shock. Not to like diminish any of their like loves and wants. It just was something new for me.
Gosh.
I hope the game is good for them.
But for Until Dawn.
Until Dawn.
Here's why I'm excited about the remake.
It.
For one.
You think they're gonna add shit to it?
I think so. They have to adapt stuff, because in PS4, they had
It's became such a bigger game since then.
They had Don't Move.
Ah, right, okay.
Which I don't know what they can do with a PS5, so they might have to change it to what they have in Dark Pictures, which is the heartbeat game, so it's going to be like tap it at the right time.
Right, I remember that.
I want to see them add quality of life function, because when they made Until Dawn, they didn't realize the multiplayer breakthrough that they had. Mm. They had people that were literally passing the controller on their own. So they could easily integrate multiplayer into that. They could make it. And here's the other thing. Supermassive doesn't have an exclusive contract with Sony anymore.
Ooh.
So they could make it for PC, for Xbox. It's endless,
dude. They
could
go cross-platform at that point, possibly, too.
I hope they do. I know they probably don't have the money for that, but I would hope so.
Hey, if Fortnite has it, then so will Supermassive video games.
Like, just imagine all of us. Like, you on whatever console you want, back in Keene or wherever. Me and Sicily.
Don't let the viewers know where I live. Don't say that.
Here's the address. Anyway. Sicily, like, over in her college with her laptop. Me on my PlayStation. Scotty on his Xbox in Chicago. Mm. Fucking Nate on whatever he's playing in Arizona. Stefan, wherever
he's in Arizona. Like, I remember him, like...
He was moving around quite a lot. Yeah. I think he's in Texas now.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's right, because he got this really cool job.
He and I talked about that job.
Yeah, it's going to pay for, like, his post-grad. So
Which is anything one in the academic world could want.
Right? So,
I want that so bad.
Right?
Classes are expensive.
They are. That was the main reason I didn't go to Full Sail yet.
That's totally fair.
But yeah, like...
I'm doing one class at a time.
Until Dawn, it was such a major part of, like, my life. Like, I replayed that game so fucking much. If they remade that, I would put my money down instantly. I would get that shit. I would play it multiple times. I would stream it. I would be, like, giving out the room code so people could play with me. Like, yo, like, hop in on this. Let's see what we can do.
Imagine the kinds of stories that they could tell if an individual could get more than, say, like, 4 people. Like, if you got, like, 100 players.
Oh, Jesus. I mean, there's only 8 characters in Until Dawn, but even just if you had 8 people.
Yeah, I mean, even just to have 8 people, like, all... playing at once would be wild.
And most of the game there's large portions of the game where there's only one person by themselves, but a large portion of it has 2 people logging side by side, so...
Hmm. Like, 2 players that have to talk to each other, and then even the possibilities to affect the other players, both, like, purposely and non-purposefully.
Right?
That'd be kind of exciting for the game to be re-released. I didn't know it was such an old game, or an older game.
Yeah, man. It's 7 years. Like, in 3 years, we'll be celebrating its 10-year anniversary.
I mean, you'll be celebrating. I think it'll be just another day for me.
For me, it's going to be my childhood all over again. How old was I 7 years ago?
18.
So, it was my burgeoning adulthood.
So far ago. Oh, man. It's weird that maybe age I was, just continues.
No, I think I was 17 when it came out, because it was before my birthday.
That would make sense. Yeah, no, that would make sense for this year, then. Or for the time of year.
Did you have something else on your list? Or...
As I continue to just, like, randomly scroll through things, nothing really much. Like, of course I want to watch some gameplay on, like, Elden Ring.
Yeah.
That looks kind of fun. I guess I'll check out Pandora's Frontiers.
I'm not touching Elden Ring with a 10-foot pole.
It does look like the kind of game that would scream at.
It's literally a Dark Souls game, but with George R. Yeah. It's just with George R. R. Martin at the helm.
Wait, there is another game I want to play.
Oh, boy.
It's not on any of these lists because it doesn't have a release date. It's Stardew Valley's Concerned Apes, Haunted Chocolatier. I'm excited for that.
Okay.
It's like the same idea to Stardew Simulator of sorts where you... Have you ever played Stardew yourself?
Nah.
Nah?
Darn. Nah, that's that, like, casual space I kind of, like, lean out of. Like,
casual gaming can be kind of boring.
Pretty much for me.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's
totally fair.
Like, some people do have fun with, like, this little sandbox, and they're like, yeah, I can make anything in this. Mm-hmm. Me, I'm just like, what's the goal? What is my goal in this? Like,
so you're one of those Minecraft players, huh?
I don't even play Minecraft, dude.
I know. I just mess. I mean, that's basically what I look at those kind of games. They're just fun. Do whatever you want. Purposeless, ultimately. I mean, that's why, like, I didn't actually beat Stardew, in my opinion. Like, there's definitely so much more I can do in the game. I still have, like, many quests and things to unlock and do and see. But I just was like, hey, I completed the one big hard thing, so that's enough of a complete game for myself. But the Hunt of Chocolatier is going to be, instead of farming, you're just making chocolate for people. You farm the goods, the items that people want in their chalky.
Okay.
So and then there's Ghost, of course. I don't know what those mean, but...
Continuing the trend of games that just don't have... Well, this game doesn't have a firm release date. It does. They did recently confirm 2023. Wolf Among Us Season 2.
Really?
Telltale Games is back, baby.
I'm a little surprised by that.
Yep, Telltale Games is back. They're way less toxic. Like, they flat out said, they're like, we're not gonna release episode 1 until the whole game's done. That was it. That was a serious problem. There was so much crunch time that they would be like, oh god, quick, release the first episode. Now don't even take a break. Start working on the second. You got 6 weeks. Like,
dude, that's just, like, that's how I do homework, and that's not conducive to my health. Like, that's right? Just so funny that, I mean, I guess it might have been just people like us doing shit like that. That's so funny that that they thought that was a good idea. I don't know.
What, for Wolf Among Us Season 2?
Just to work their workers.
Oh, God,
like
they...
Because it's just... I don't know. It's definitely a good idea that they completed the whole series first.
I got hit in the feels when they released the trailer for what I can only imagine is episode 1.
Do you think it's
going to
be good?
Dude, for one, Bigby looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But they made some changes to his werewolf design, which I'm not hating. Like, they look good. And
is it still same somewhat art style?
Oh, yeah,
or
definitely.
Is it just, like, more refined?
So, they feature 3 new characters, and I'm like, wait, what? Because, like, I realized in the trailer that you're arresting the Scarecrow.
Oh.
And the Tin Man attacks you, and Dorothy's just chilling on the couch, smoking a cigarette, watching TV.
That's gonna be fun.
And at one point, the Tin Man throws you through a wall, and this whole time, it's, like, cutting away to Bigby getting interviewed, because it looks like he's in, like, a Rage Anonymous group or whatever, because she's just like, now there are certain stresses that come with your job, and he's like, yeah.
And he thinks about the time he gets thrown through a window.
Yep.
Or a wall.
and then she's like, when you get angry, Bigby, how do you manifest it? And then it just shows him
become a fucking werewolf.
It shows him turning into a giant wolf, and I'm just like, and it just shows him being like staring at her, and I'm like, is this a normie? Does this girl not know that he's actually a werewolf?
Did someone not play Wolf Among Us 1?
Oh, dude, and then, I'm excited because Telltale's come such a long way.
Man Among Us. Sorry, continue.
They've come such a long way, and the spark that they've created, just in the interest of this world, the Fables comics that this was based off of, they ended at issue number 150 years ago.
Hmm.
Issue number 151 is going to come out.
Interesting.
They are continuing the comics.
It's a rebirth.
And I'm just like, how? Like, they ended it on such a nice note. Like, they ended it with the whole human world knowing about the Fables.
I mean, I think that's almost for the best.
And now
an informed crowd is a better crowd.
And now this is where we are. And they also said that as much as they want to recognize what came before, they're also currently working on a project that's new. It's a new IP. It's a deal they had with Amazon. It's an Amazon Prime original, The Expanse. I don't know if you've ever seen it. I never have, but they're going to make a Telltale game based off that, and it's not going to fall. They said that it's going to be different from... It's not going to follow the Telltale formula that we're used to.
Interesting. I mean, it's definitely nice to see that they're going to have a different Telltale formula, because, I mean, it's been pretty much the same since 8 years ago.
They make small changes here and there, and I always love the small changes they make. To me, it's enough to change the whole game to me, but other people, they just want more.
Yeah. No, that's totally fair. I don't know where they would go. Also, The Expanse, this was a show where?
Amazon Prime.
On Amazon? I definitely have seen, is it in space, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds like a space title. The Expanse.
The Expanse.
I feel like I hear Patrick Stewart saying this to me. That's cool. What's the big bad? Who are the enemies within this game?
I have no idea. I literally know nothing about this IP.
What's the conflict? Anyway, that's kind of exciting that this world's being kind of revitalized. In other news, did you know that there... I got two games that I One I'm definitely not going to play yet. Breath of the Wild 2, apparently. They apparently have a number 2 coming out this year. Ooh. Or it hasn't been confirmed. I don't know. But in other words, or in other news, Gollum. Lord of the Rings Gollum.
Oh my god, I can't wait for that.
I did not know this. I knew this was coming out, but I didn't know it was going to be this year.
It's like branching paths, so of course I was immediately interested, because I'm like, yo, could I just change Gollum's future somehow?
I'm
like,
just excited for it being a stealth game.
Oh yeah, that too.
I just watched most of the extended cut recently.
Some stealth games I don't like. I really hope... I want to believe there's going to be at least some kind of combat, because...
Oh, yeah. I mean, that guy's got claws.
I don't want it to be like Thief, where it was like, oh, you got caught? Oh, well, start the level over.
Fair.
Like,
Thief was a... It was a weird game, and I think Dishonored did it better.
Yes. Definitely.
That's my take on that game.
Okay, so here's a big one, and it's a controversial game, apparently. There's a lot of people who aren't too happy with it, but...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've only just learned about it recently myself. So you know how much I love Quantic Dream. Quantic Dream is the people who made Heavy Rain, Beyond Two Souls.
Absolutely, yes.
And of course, Detroit Become Human. I loved Detroit Become Human with a passion. They are making a game with similar style as their prior games, but it's not an original IP. They're making a Star Wars game.
Okay, hit me again. What kind of Star Wars game are we getting?
Let's see.
So it's gonna be a.
So this is like from Steam.
Oh my god! Star Wars. Is it gonna be better than the new trilogy?
It doesn't look like it tells me who actually wrote the article, but it's on Steam.
Okay.
December 10th, 2021, Star Wars Eclipse was officially announced at the Game Awards. It's real. Star Wars Eclipse, the next game from the Detroit Become Human and Heavy Rain devs at Quantic Dream, was officially announced in the trailer of the Game Awards. It doesn't show much, but it does give a taste of the setting for the game. Eclipse is set during the High Republic era. As a StarWars.com post explains, the game will feature an original story and unique characters, each with their own paths, abilities, and roles to play in the tapestry of events that could alter the carefully balanced peace in an uncharted sector of the Outer Rim. So basically, it's going to be a similar formula. You're not going to have one character. You're going to have multiple characters. You're going to have multiple different choices to make that can shape the outcome of this game. And the fact that it's a Star Wars game...
Well, it's only going to shape so much before the true story picks up. Yeah, or the known story picks up.
I'm trying to remember, because I think...
It's going
to
be 200 years before, like, the...
Before Phantom Menace? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it's Phantom Menace.
Phantom Menace was the earliest movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. So then, yeah.
Right? Yeah, they were the prequels. Yep. Episode 1.
Sorry, the titles and like the times that those are in, I still get lost in my head.
Right? Because
even as an avid fan, I'm like, what era?
What year am I watching in? I remember I watched the Star Wars movies wrong, because I watched them 1, 2, 3, then 4, 5, 6.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Definitely the other way.
Yep, should have been 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, and then 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, you could honestly do away without 9. Maybe that's for comic chatter. But
I liked it.
I didn't like the idea of Palpatine coming back, personally. I thought...
I felt like that was a little ham-fisted, but...
Yeah, it's like, okay. Didn't this... Whatever. I guess this guy didn't die. I guess this is what you do...
Like,
this
dang,
is what you do, Star Wars.
How many times we got killed? How many times we got to teach you this lesson, old man?
Like, seriously, I don't care if he's on the world's best iron lung. I don't want to see that fucking old grizzly face. I would have rather seen what Snoke could have been.
Right?
Anyway, I have some anger about the last the last few games movies that came out.
Speaking of Star Wars, I'm pretty sure they're making a second Jedi Fallen Order.
Really?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I've heard rumors. I don't think they've released any footage or anything, but...
I have not beat that game. I did start it the other day.
You literally watched me beat it. I remember that.
Did you finish it?
Yeah, I beat it, yeah. Because I think, if I remember correctly...
Watched you beat a lot of games recently.
If I remember correctly, you and Stefan were over, and you guys were like, oh yeah, we'll watch you play, we'd like to see some gameplay, and none of us knew what point I was at in the game, and then we realized I was at the end.
Okay, this is coming in a little more clear now.
Yeah.
I think what I was remembering first was you playing The Last of Us 2.
Oh,
I remember
God.
You watching... I started it with you, and then the same day I watched the ending.
You left, went to Scott and Nikki, and then Nikki beat it.
Yeah.
And
that was a great day, honestly.
You were just like, I feel like I got the two bread slices and missed everything in between.
I missed like the salami, the ham, even the mayo. Like, it's all gone. Didn't matter.
Go to Burger King and just order the buns.
Like, two buns.
Nothing in between that. If I find even a small squirt of ketchup, I want my money back.
I'm gonna give them a good old knuckle sandwich.
Those fucking
with only two buns.
Those fucking retail people.
I would hate to be in their shoes.
Oh my gosh, that was all I had for like list of games I was looking forward to. I mean, obviously there's more, but.
Yeah, I mean, I see some other things, like apparently Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge is coming out,
yes.
But I really don't really care.
Never
Sorry.
Arcade game.
I don't care, or even Total Warhammer 3 is coming out. Looks cool, I guess. It says Mass Effect.
Mass Effect Fields?
Oh, no. You know, I had a thought about Mass Effect 3 the other day.
Mass Effect 3, what's up?
Well, just, I guess, as the trilogy in whole... This is a little amendment to what I had said to that...
years
that,
ago.
To that to well, that episode.
A year ago, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not mad at Mass Effect 3.
Okay.
I think I'm sad that I had to make a decision for how the game ended. Because I had such fun along the entire way to tell me I had 3... Or that I just had to choose an end kind of sucked because I was like, I don't want this to end. There's so many great things that happened along the way.
I still like my Maya canon ending where just everyone dies.
That's too sad.
Remember?
I remember. It's too sad. It was sad to even think about you failing the missions.
I remember you just being like, wait, what? And I'm just like, yeah, if you do this, this person will die, then this person will die. And you're just like...
trying to kill everybody?
You're like, stop it! Stop it! Like, this is unacceptable! Oh my gosh.
Other than that, I think that's all the games I have. I'm just gonna look through this Polygon... article real quick.
Polygon's a good site.
I love Polygon.
I usually use them for game guides when I can.
Yeah, same. I do that for them, and then I also like the content.
Oh, dude, they were like so good with my Resident Evil Village walkthrough.
Yeah, all the games look like shit. I don't care about anything else.
Oh, you know what I'm looking forward to?
Huh?
The next Resident Evil game.
Oh no, more zombies.
Yeah. I have no idea. I got no idea when it is, but I keep hearing them be like, oh yeah, we got news. We're not even going to tell you what kind of news this is, but the last news update they gave, I hated because it was literally just like, yeah, we updated our website.
Hey gamers, we updated our website.
They hyped it so much. They were like, oh yeah, big announcement coming February 18th. February 18th comes, we've got an updated website.
I mean, it is kind of exciting to get a new website. Like, I get the kind of fun behind that.
Celebrate in silence, then.
Yeah, celebrate in silence.
You fuckwads. We want new game.
They just sound like that old person on Facebook making posts just like, oh, we got a big announcement coming. I'm having pancakes tomorrow. It's like, I don't care.
Either give me new game or give me DLC for Village.
Yeah, I don't care about nothing else.
Oh my gosh.
That's weird.
Let's see. Other than that, there's a game coming out March 2nd. 35mm.
Is that what it's shot on? On a 35mm film?
I know little to nothing about this game, but I saw some pictures. I read a blurb, and I was like, you know what? If this is cheap enough, I might just try it. I'm trying to give indie games a bit more of a chance, because I've been saving all my money for AAA titles. Sifu counts as an indie game, apparently, so I'm already very happy with that indie game.
I mean, it's definitely an indie game that I would get. I just briefly looked up 35mm, and it just looks like Phasmophobia mixed with, like, Chernobyl and Maybe even a little Daisy.
Right?
I don't. Two travelers who set on a long journey into the wasteland. Post-apocalyptic. Oh my god. And they're left by people after a global pandemic or epidemic. It was released already.
Oh, what?
I think that's just having a new re-release for a console or something.
Okay, that's what it is, yeah.
That's good for them. Good for the company's growth.
It's released on PlayStation, then. I guess if I really want to, I could see how cheap is it on Steam. Are you on Steam right now?
Yeah. $9.
Yeah, it better be $9 on PlayStation. Like,
you know your ass, it ain't gonna be.
It better be $9. If you tell me it's a fucking $20 game when it's less than $10 on Steam, I'm getting it on Steam.
Hey, you just said you wanted to support indie games, and then you went on this tirade of like, I'm not gonna spend more money than I need to.
I ain't gonna spend $20 on a $10 game.
I need to still get lunch.
Right? Those fucking fucking egg, sausage, and cheese bagels don't buy themselves.
You know, I was going to get one of those before the drive coming up here, but they already closed for breakfast or closed for the lunch hour. McDonald's.
Oh, dude, I get mine at Cumbie's.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
Dude, they're delicious.
I have standards.
They're delicious.
I have standards.
They're so fucking delicious.
I don't blame. There's a lot of good shit out there.
Right.
But not good video games. There's no good games out there, folks. If there's anything you've learned about today.
We just spoke for like over an hour and a half about how we're looking forward to all these games.
Yeah, and I'm so pissed off that I have to be excited for these. I'm so pissed off that I'm going to go buy another new game tonight.
You're going to buy Dying Light 2, aren't you?
I have it. I have Dying Light. I guess that's another game in the backlog that I could beat right
now. Okay, there you go. Beat Dying Light, then buy Dying Light 2. I'm going to tell you right now, it really doesn't matter either way.
I figured. Game doesn't feel like it's...
Spoiler for beginning of Dying Light 2. Hey, remember, they start with a montage that says, you remember all that shit you did in the first game?
You remember that guy that came to this infestation and went, I think I might help some people. And then he probably helped some people. That's that game.
Yeah, guess
what? That's what that sounds like to
me. Well, no, literally the montage for the first... They covered the events of the first game, and then they're like, oh, but none of that actually mattered. And, like, the world ended anyway. And I'm just like, what? And they're like, yeah, no, now it's not just one... Now, instead of there being one city that's infected, now the whole world's infected. And there's just one city that's safe. Like,
I mean, that's how you really raise the stakes, I guess, but I was expecting that for game 3 and not 2.
Right? Who knows? Maybe there's not going to be a 2. A 3, I mean.
Maybe. I wouldn't doubt it.
I feel like Dying Light, I'm honestly, after playing the first game, I did not see a reason to make a second one, so I was pretty surprised when they were like Dying Light 2.
I mean, it does look good. And I know that you can get a pair of boots in the game that allows you to do a triple jump. Very much just... like... Mario boots.
Just imagine seeing a human being in real life.
Like, the massive, consistent vertical on this individual.
You're just like,
astounding.
did you just do a triple jump, but vertically? Like,
the guy scales like a 7-story building. Like, no need for the zip lines. I can jump 3 times. Hop, 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 and hop.
Oh, man. Well, it was great having you back, man. I'm afraid that's our time for this episode.
It's okay. I can go back in my Pokeball until you need me again.
Yeah. Fucking shrink. Anyway.
Womp, womp, womp.
But, this is not going to be the last time you hear from JP.
What do you mean by that?
Womp, womp, womp. That was because I was so much smaller. Did you get that? Anyway. Did you hear what I said? Anyway. Here, I'll shrink back down. Womp, womp.
I will get the trumpet out again. Anyway, but he's going to be invited back when we do a comic shatter on Spider-Man.
I fucking love Spider-Man.
All right. Well, much love to everyone. Make sure to check out Gaming Experience featuring Sicily, rdog20 on Twitch. You got anything you want to cover?
No, my life's pretty boring.
That's true. You're pretty...
I'm living in a ball right now.
You're a boring fucking... person, I guess.
He lets me out to do the cat litter.
What are you talking about? You gotta be the size of those turds to move them.
It's scary and stinky.
We are going off on a tangent. Yeah. Much love to everyone. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye-bye.